Hey everyone, Emily Abadi here. You are listening to 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. I am in a good mood this week, and I want to encourage you to ask yourself what it is that you're after. Why I am saying that is that I know so many times on the show before, I have said the sentiment, I've shared this thought that energy attracts like energy. And on a week that is commercialized to be all about love, as a single woman, it could be easy to feel some kind of way about it. And that's understandable. But I have had the best week, and I firmly believe it is because I am exuding love. I once sat down with Brendan Collinsworth. He was working with Core Power at the time, helping to develop their first new program in quite some time. Previously, a Nike trainer, such a sweet guy. And he said something that really resonated with me, which was that if you want love, you must be love. And in approaching my week this way, I really was met with so much goodness. I don't just mean by my friends and my family and the people that I see all the time, but by complete strangers on the subway, at the donut shop where I ran to on Tuesday, in my inbox, unexpected opportunities popping in, multiples, candidly. I just felt like because I was approaching my day-to-day this week with an optimistic attitude, that I was being met by the universe with good things. And that's not to say that every day it's easy to wake up and choose positivity and light. Of course not. However, if you remind yourself that you have that opportunity, that it is available to you even in the moments when it might not feel that way, you may just be surprised with how the universe and how the world shows up for you in return. Earlier, I was on the phone and I said a sentence that I haven't said in months. I said, I feel really good in my body right now. And I don't just mean like in general with how my body feels, but with the injuries that I've dealt with for so long. This week, I went on multiple runs and I haven't thought about my knee at all. And I say this 2 weeks out from a marathon. And I believe that it is caused by the fact that I am choosing where I want to be in this space. I don't want to sit in this woe is me space. I don't want to sit in this victim mindset. I want to be in a place where not only I feel in control, but I have immense amounts of gratitude for what my body has empowered me to do, even in the moments where it hasn't operated as I've wished, right? Right now, I feel content and I'm not focused on the things that I am without, but rather on the goodness that I am with, that I do have. And so my prompt for you this week is, what's one highlight from your past 24 hours? I literally answer this question every single day in a notebook when I journal after I do my breath work in the morning. And by doing so, and I've shared this on the show before, it enables me and empowers me to reflect on the past day and be more present and think about the good. And so maybe you're not at the place right now where you feel like you can get on this positive mindset train, and that's okay. But it starts small. And so what is one good thing that you can highlight from the past 24 hours? Where's your gratitude at? And now, a listener question.
Hey, Emily, this is Janet, longtime listener. I know you do so many different types of projects and you're such an entrepreneur, but I was wondering, of all the projects that you do most recently, which ones do you feel the most creative and like are your biggest creative outlets?
Hey, Janet. Oh, this is a good one. Okay. When do I feel my most creative? generally speaking, I have a lot of opportunities to feel creative in the work that I do. And there are two areas specifically that I feel my most creative, and both of them involve brainstorming. So the first one is on my bi-weekly call that I have with Chelsea, my assistant. We brainstorm upcoming content and things for the show. And in that meeting, I love how we get to flex those creativity muscles. And then the other moments that I feel the most freely creative are probably the ones where I am concepting or pitching brands on ways that we can collaborate. And so what that might look like is I am working with Adidas on things for the Boston Marathon, and I know what their objectives are. And then I think about what within my skill set I could bring to the table to make that experience great for not only the customer, the individuals that they're trying to engage, but also for my audience as well. I hear those words come out of my mouth, and it's fun for me because I never took marketing or marketing classes in college. Yet so much of what I do now for the show, for the offerings that I've created, for the lane that I've carved for myself is within that wheelhouse. And it's fun. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly evolving. And it really does keep things interesting. Make sure you're following the show over on social. It's at Hurdle Podcast. I am over at Emily Abadi. Another hurdle conquered. And yes, by the way, I'll see you in Boston. Catch you guys next time.